Sinatra Palm Springs. I'm Michael Thomas Jr., and this is What You Need to Know. Nearly 20 years after the death of Francis Albert Sinatra, to many know as Old Blue Eyes and Frank Sinatra, Swoonatra to those Bobby Soxers who followed him all the way through, his life continues to unveil itself throughout the years as the legacy of this iconic personality lives on through many different ways. In fact, just 3 years ago, Sinatra was celebrated all year long to mark what would have been his 100th birthday with celebrity specials and special releases from the estate's catalog. And even more so today, after nearly two decades since Sinatra has left his world on a string, so to speak, Sinatra is even more revered by generations of new and old through the lens of this multimedia giant as an entertainer of film and music and his legacy that had him heralded as the voice of the century in popular music. And as the years pass, we continue to remember this cultural iconic figure who even called out bigotry and promoted civil rights when it exactly wasn't deemed as mainstream and cool. In fact, it almost got him blacklisted from Hollywood. It's that voice today, even after a generation has passed, that we understand more about the personal Sinatra, who did great for the common good of mankind, often anonymously. And you find that more in the latest documentary by director Leo Zahn called Sinatra Palm Springs, where you'll learn the amazing contributions Frank Sinatra made to the city of Palm Springs, California, a legacy that's still felt and seen today. And since its initial screening in February of this year, the film has earned roaring praise to sell out crowds of all ages. And most recently, at Phoenix's International Film Festival earlier this month, we had the chance to chat and sit down with Leo Zahn, the director of Sinatra Palm Springs.
And you mentioned all these influencers and all these developers. Do you think that, you know, Sinatra's star power, obviously it predeceased Sinatra and the likes of Bob Hope and other celebrities at the time. But, you know, the reason you chose, what was the, you know, real true reason you chose Frank Sinatra? Just because of the iconic figure he was in the, you know, the 20th century, or just because of the how significant he was and how much he gave back to the, you know, to the
city? I didn't know about all the charity work that he'd done.
Yeah.
I knew very little about him.
Yeah, he gave a lot.
I had seen that there was a three-hour documentary in 2015 honoring Sinatra on HBO. I don't know if you saw
it.
Yeah,
All or Nothing at All. Yeah, it was a phenomenal documentary, two-part.
Yes, to his 100th birthday, 2015. And what struck me was the fact that Palm Springs was barely mentioned. It was mentioned once in connection with the visit of JFK, 1962, which never took place, and caused a rift between the Rat Pack and the White House. But the whole three-hour film never mentioned the fact that this was his home, so I thought there's a real niche here to make a film about Palm Springs and Sinatra, very specifically. So that's the impetus initially to start making the film.
Yeah, there's a lot of landmarks. I mean, he donated a lot to hospitals. I know he had way back as the 50s, he would have a police charity event with Peggy Lee and Jimmy Van Heusen. So there was just a lot of involvement that. And then, of course, I know you delve, you know, briefly to a lot of the contributions that he made. And of course, today, you see the significance. Do you see a lot of people still influenced, of course, as Palm Springs, like a model? It is a model for sort of that you know, that desert oasis where people really are able to branch out their ideas and
it was a refuge for Hollywood people.
Yeah.
For two reasons. Number one, it was within driving distance, so if people were on a movie, the studios would allow them to really go as far as Palm Springs, but not any further, to get away. And then there was another thing that's rarely talked about. The tabloid press, and there were only like two or three major publications in those days, they had an unwritten rule not to report things that were happening in Palm Springs. Palm Springs. So they could be, the Hollywood folks could be free out here and party and have fun and not worry about scandals and stuff like that.
And what did you find, I would suppose, most rewarding? And what did you, I mean, aside from learning about how much Sinatra gave, what did you learn sort of or discover throughout the, you know, documentation and reaching out to the personalities that surrounded him, like the great Tom Dreesen and so many others that really surrounded him during his life, you know, Sinatra's life and contributions to Palm Springs?
Well, it's surprising that we approach Sinatra, if we don't know the real man, we have all these misconceptions about the Rat Pack and Jack Daniels. See, most people think that's all he drank. For example, that he was a wine connoisseur. Very few people know that. Everybody always talks about Jack Daniels. And, you know, he had a close relationship with the Jack Daniels company, by the way. So that's kind of a myth also. So, and then the fact that he was a human being and he liked to be just a regular guy here in Palm Springs. And the stories you hear about his temper tantrums or being tough on people, I heard very, very few of those stories. He was mostly just a very, very generous, nice man. I mean, the guy who ran the toy store to me is significant. The guy who runs the toy store goes to Europe every year, and he brings him model trains from toy fairs in Europe, and Frank Sinatra comes down to the toy store just to thank him. Stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Says a lot about the man, you know?
Yeah, and I think a lot of, you know, I'm surprised, you know, people don't really go into his, he was an avid train collector, you know, train
right.
model collector, and of course, he did a lot of things anonymously. He, you know, people briefly, I was even surprised even in the documentary, they briefly went into his 1962 world tour, which, you know, just kind of briefly. Why do you think the Palm Springs was just kind of, you know, you think it was just too much to cover, or do you think that, you know, it just, there's just a lot to share, right? The Palm Springs earlier, just, I don't think it was, it's never been really shared enough to, you know, sort of the insight he had from a stylistic standpoint, but of course, Sinatra's, more than anything, is his contributions to Palm Springs and what it is today.
Well, you know, there was also the golf tournament, you know, which raised a lot of money every year. And about the Bob Hope tournament also. And those are sort of going away, you know, the whole golf charity culture is sort of going away. They still have the, which used to be the Dinosaur became the Nabisco, and now it's something else.
Yeah.
But that era is kind of gone. You know, now Palm Springs is more defined by Coachella, the music festival. It's changed very much. But what's interesting nowadays, there is a new generation of Sinatra fans, which really surprised me. I had a Q&A in Santa Fe during the film festival, and there was a whole row of young people. They were in their 30s. And they loved the movie. That was really encouraging for me.
Yeah, people really want to go back to those times and see really, I mean, the things were meant, you know, were built with purpose, and it's why the buildings still stand today. They have just a lot of detail and thought behind them. And of course, you know, you just had a great, you've been going to film festivals, and I also hear that you have development with, in the future, streaming and
yeah,
a lot of other projects.
That's all in the works. We're talking to different partners about that, yes. And we're showing it at the Camelot Theater.
Yeah,
you know, the Camelot Theater ran it for 2 weeks in Palm Springs, and it had huge audience response. And they're bringing it back tomorrow, Friday. The film is going to run for a week.
Just wonderful. And then you have, of course, you have other showings in San Antonio and...
Santa Fe we had. Then we had Pasadena. We have Newport Beach Film Festival May 1st and 3rd, and then we have Albuquerque June 4th, I believe.
Yeah, I know you have a lot of things going on. Of course, you can see that at SinatraPalmSprings.com.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right.
And there's a lot of info going on in there. And of course, so as far as the Sinatra family goes, you were just able to really get in touch with Barbara, and of course, was she the only one forthcoming to especially just share more of those finer details, the personal details with what he did at home and how he, you know, shared that? I mean, is it been getting good reception from the Sinatra family, or is it just kind of like just been very
mom? The Sinatra family, through their representative, saw the film in Pasadena.
Yeah.
And they liked it, but Sinatra's daughters are not in the film for a reason I cannot get into.
Yeah, of course, naturally. Yeah.
Don't want to talk about it.
Yes, of course, but it's good that, you know, there's good reception there because it really doesn't focus on any...
They're okay with it. They're okay with it.
That's good, yeah, because it really doesn't focus at... It just focuses on really the good that he did and the fun behind it. And if there's anything, you know, one thing that you hope people will learn from this, you know, from, you know, learning about modernism and, of course, Sinatra and his contributions to Palm Springs and that area, Palm Desert, you know, Rancho Mirage, what would it be for you?
His incredible humanity in helping other people anonymously. Who does that?
Yeah, yeah. Can't be said. Not nowadays.
I mean, this is so overwhelming.
It is. Yeah.
I mean, you know, the restaurant owner Michael Fletcher, the busboy gets beat up in a liquor store, and Sinatra pays his hospital bills.
Yeah, I continue to hear stories like that years and years, and it's funny. It's perfectly timed, you know, 20 years after, nearly after his passing, and it's interesting to see the younger fans really gravitate towards that. So, really looking forward to see how, you know, great success for that, and looking to see it stream, and of course, hoping to share it as much as possible because people need to understand how that all came to be, and of course, he's such a prolific figure even today.
Yes.
So,
yes.
All right. Thank you so
terrific.
Much. Thank you so much for your time, Leo. Thank you.
Director Leo Zahn for Sinatra Palm Springs. To find out more information, make sure you go to sinatrapalmsprings.com. For Radio Free Phoenix, I'm Michael Thomas Jr. Until next time, thanks for listening.